I think we're riggedy ready to rock.
Whoa.
I said riggedy.
Yeah, you sounded like crisscross.
I do often wear my shirts backwards and sometimes inside out.
Wow, really?
Like crisscross.
Not because like something happened to you when you were a kid and you're like, I want to be different.
Wouldn't that be funny? Like there's a super dark history into why they wear their clothes like that?
No, it wouldn't be funny at all, actually.
Wouldn't it be so hilarious?
If there was a super dark reason.
If there was a lot of trauma behind the reason that they were...
Oh, jeez, I bet. It's sad they wear their clothes backwards. It's because their parents made them.
What do you think, Shauna? You want to start the show?
Yeah, I think that's a grand plan.
A grand plan.
Grand plan.
Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to Topical Smoothie, everybody.
Welcome.
We are your co-hosts. I'm Jeff Wiles.
And I'm Shauna Christmas.
And we are here to tell you about some stories that happened this week. We got a top five.
Also, did you know that it's Friday then? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we were recording on a Friday.
We record on Friday. It's great.
Feeling pretty good, Shauna. Pretty good week.
Yeah. Yeah. I've exercised a lot this week.
A lot of exercise this week.
Yeah.
Some protein bars.
Yep. Getting some smoothie action in there.
A little bit of sunshine.
Yes. It's been nice recently.
Come on.
Doing great.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
So let's dive into these stories.
Let's dive in. Who wants to go first?
You go first. I went first last time.
Oh, well. My first story is about the baby bust crisis, which doctors are talking about right now. Apparently, we're not making enough babies. They assume since the pandemic started, we'd be in the house, you know, fucking a bunch with no condoms and being really irresponsible.
Right.
You know, feeling free with all the money we're getting from the government and stuff.
So free. That we can
so free and just stable. Stable right. enough to fucking nut in a person and
just deal to with risk it all.
Yeah, risk it all with, you know, a stimulus of $1,200 back in March.
Hell yeah. Start Let's a waste, family on start that a money.
Yeah, essentially. They're like, this is a problem. We thought that people are going to be having more babies. And turns out it's down like 7% in some states. We're like, we're not producing enough kids, and the problem is that when we get older, there's not going to be enough younger people to take care of us.
Oh boy.
Right? You know, and so they're sounding the alarm like, you guys got to get to fucking. But it's like, if you looked at the numbers, it costs $10,000 to give birth to a baby in this country.
Right.
And that's if everything goes right.
Everything goes right.
It's 10 grand.
And you don't take the ambulance.
Right. If you drive yourself
That's
there.
That's walking in the hospital.
Walking in the hospital on your own recognizance or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And then they hand you a bill for 10 G's. That's how much I owe in student loan debt.
Right.
Someone's birth. And they're like, you got to have a kid. And I think the kids are like, no, you know what? I don't think we should. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's like you got Gen Z. Are we millennials? And then Gen Z behind us are like, no, kids are a dumb idea. We're going to go travel.
Dude, our generation is like, we're not even going to have a planet when we're older, let alone someone to take care of us.
Right. So I feel like the kids behind us are a little bit smarter. Like, you guys are fucking up the planet and you want us to bring kids into it? That's dumb. Let's fix the planet first and I'll consider a kid. But
you can have one thing, grandchildren or a planet to live on. Pick one.
I just need somebody to wipe my ass when I get old. I just need, you know what I mean?
Immediate concerns.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be nice to do it now.
Someone wipe my ass now?
Yeah, you know what I mean? You got some kind of early retirement wipe my ass money? That'd be nice.
But that's why you're here.
I'm not here to wipe your ass,
That's
Shauna.
What people's relation... You marry a person, you get involved in case you get sick, sickness and through health.
That's why I'm here.
You got to wipe the person's butt. I'd wipe your butt. I'd get those doo-doo stains off your balls if I needed to in the pinch.
I don't know if I've ever had doo-doo stains.
You will. That's the thing. You don't think about it until you...
Oh, my God. We need babies.
We need people to take...
To clean poop off my balls.
Sound the alarm.
Yeah, story number one.
Yeah, so doctors are concerned that we're not having enough kids. They said we went from having an average of 4 kids to only 2. So it's a problem. I'm not here to fix that problem, but... Somebody out there, if you've got money to spare for a kid, if you got 10 grand just to birth the goddamn thing, let alone raise it until it's 18.
That's tough too, because it's never the people you want to have kids that are ones having kids.
Right, that's the other thing. We're all like, no, that's not a good idea.
Like the kids that we are getting, they're not the best and brightest.
It's like 12 from one person. You're like, fuck.
I'm also, I want to keep an eye on this generational shift because when I was going to school, the homeschool kid was always so weird, right?
Yeah.
But now we have an entire generation of homeschool kids.
Right.
It's going to be weird going forward for a while.
Yeah, I just hope they know how to, like, I don't know, communicate. They don't even know how to, like, talk to people.
Yeah.
So.
It's a whole generation that, like, knows how to roast you on Twitter before they can be, like, look you in the eye at the grocery store.
Right. So they're definitely not going to wipe your ass.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Damn, we're going to have a lot of duty on the horizon.
Somebody get out there and make a baby, but not me. I can't afford myself, so. Yeah. I don't know. Good luck to us. I mean, we're the ones that's going to suffer at the end.
Babe, don't you worry. I got money in stocks.
Okay. Stonks.
Yeah, I got some stonks money coming our way.
Okay. Enough for one CNA to come to our house twice a week.
Yeah, enough for half a baby.
Perfect.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. All right. Moving on. Story number two. I'm swinging things over to China on this one. Actually, really, it's Japan. Japan put out a whole news conference to ask Beijing, China to stop anally swabbing.
Whoa.
Their citizens.
What do you mean stop? Is it like they're just running around swabbing your everybody's anus for no reason? Or
check this out. China's been doing COVID tests for so long, they're bored. Now they're doing them via your butt.
Right.
They've been doing that since January.
Do you know why they're doing that?
I only assume because of the boredom.
No.
they have to be bored.
No.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not really much more effective.
Well, I was reading articles before this butt stuff was that people were getting COVID through fecal matter.
Mm.
So there was like people living in the same apartment building and getting COVID from like the drainage system, sharing the same pipes with people that have COVID through the poop. The poop water.
Yeah.
So maybe
I do remember hearing about early in the year, China developing anal COVID tests. And I was like, we're living in a South Park episode. Like, this is, what are we doing in this world? You know what I mean? But now to hear that Japan, their citizens are getting.
We're sick of it.
Yeah. Japan's like, would you please stop? Which is so aggressive. And I looked into it. And you know what sucks is it's happening at the Japanese embassy.
Oh.
So it's like you're a Japanese citizen. You go to the Japanese embassy. And it's like some Chinese security guard is like, all right, well, bend over. It's like, fuck, dude.
Why are you?
Why are you in China right now?
Why are you going to the embassy for what?
I don't know.
I feel like you go to the embassy when something's wrong.
It's like part of the screenings now for the Japanese embassy people.
Right.
They're like, can you stop?
Jeez.
It's causing them mental pain.
A full cavity search just to see if you have COVID. And here we are just like rapid testing your spit. We're doing it the opposite way.
I know.
Like,
can you
spit in this thing? It's accurate.
Can you even imagine? Like, we can't even wear masks in this country. Can you imagine? You go to CVS. And they're like, all right, roll down your window and stick your ass out.
Shove your butt through the goddamn sliding. You have to do it yourself at CVS.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
So you've got to shove your own thing up your butt.
Yeah, that's a tough Uber drive to CVS.
Yeah, have you ever put anything in your butt before? Suppository, enemas, nothing like that?
I don't think so, no. Like, no, like, medical things.
Yeah.
A couple animals. No, I'm just
fine. Whoa.
I'm just fine.
See, this is that white people stuff. Y'all out here Richard Gearing yourselves. A whole gerbil.
It was a ferret.
Was it a ferret?
No, Jesus Christ. So yeah, they're going crazy. I find it so funny that it happened in the Japanese embassy. Like the one place you think you're safe in China.
Right.
And they're like, nope. But China did respond to these.
What'd they say?
So Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Webin. Wang said, hey man, these are scientific tests.
Yeah,
tests for science.
I'm not getting pleasure out of this. What are you what's your problem?
Now, granted, Wang said, the doctor should have been wearing gloves. And that's our bad. But these tests were for science, dude. He went on TV and said these tests are for science.
Like the way y'all are complaining, making it sound like we over here doing something nefarious. Yeah. Bro, this is strictly science-based.
Okay, look, we'll take away the viewing glass.
The Patreon, I'm sorry about that. We have removed those links from our website. Okay? This is strictly for science. Wow.
Yeah. Anal test for COVID out of China.
We gotta start a petition or a rally or something. Make a sign. This seems problematic. Send a letter to somebody.
Especially if you're the one getting tested.
Yeah, I mean, no thank you.
I mean, like, I didn't even really want to go to China that much to begin with, but now you're just, like, giving me ammo to be like, fuck no, I'm not.
They're taking it to the most professional, the most science-based, the hottest place your body can get is your asshole. And that's where viruses can grow.
China's obsessed with testing people's butts. Last year, actually, I swear to God, last year, the Chinese University of Hong Kong put out a research paper where they were like, we should be doing this to kids. Like, we should be testing kids' butts.
No.
Or, no, I think it was their fecal matter. So maybe
right, it's... Test their poop.
Test the poop.
Can we have your child's poop?
Right. So
some guy's like walking around like, give up that pamper, come on.
With a clipboard and a glove.
Yikes.
All right, so weird stuff happening in China. China stays weird.
Keep China weird, like Austin.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for story number three?
I'm ready.
Okay. Story number three is about comedian Chris D'Elia.
Oh, shit.
Who was sued on Tuesday for allegedly soliciting nude photos from a 17-year-old girl.
Oh.
Now, you may have some people who've watched the TV show on Netflix called You. He was in season two playing a pedophile of some sort. I think I never watched the show, but they were like, oh, he wasn't acting. And so that's kind of funny.
He was also a pedophile on Workaholics.
Oh, okay. So he's not acting. So this does not sound like news to a lot of people who've been paying attention to his career. But yeah, he got sued.
You guys may remember last summer he was in hot water in the middle of all this protest. He was trending for like a week straight for...
Right. This is stemming from that.
Right.
Because it went from like, this is what he did to like, now I'm going to sue you for right, what you exactly. did. So now it's becoming a legal matter because he asked the 17-year-old to send him more than 100 explicit images and videos over the course of several months.
Man.
So, and it also says that he urged her to come to his shows and they need to have sex with her. And while they were having sex... He asked her age, and she revealed she was still in high school. His response, that's hot. Fucking what?
Oh, man.
First off, this guy looks like a disheveled bird of some sort. One of those birds that's like their wings are coming off.
Yeah. he's definitely mulching right now.
Yeah. So to have you on top of some 17-year-old girl being like, yeah, you're still in high school, fucking hot. Like, ugh.
I think I meant molting.
Whatever. He's gross.
Yeah.
And he's been in trouble, like this says. He was in trouble for seeking photos from teenagers in June. And they were like, we don't believe that. And it was like a few girls were like, actually, I have the text message. He did it to me, too. And now it's becoming a huge thing. And so.
Evidence has mounted.
Right. And he said he's going to therapy and he has a problem. He tried to come clean about it. I have an issue and I want to do better for my son. And people are like, you have a kid? And so.
Whoa, he's got a kid?
Right. That's what he said. It's like.
Dang.
I hate when men try to do better when they have a child. It's like you can't wait for a person to be born. And you have to be responsible for them before you're like, you know what? I gotta be better.
Yeah.
I have a daughter now. I can't be an asshole to girls. Like, fuck off. Don't be an asshole to girls.
Right.
But yeah, this lawsuit doesn't look good because the child porn has a lot of, you know, jail time.
Yeah. Not a lot of people gonna come to bat for child pornography stuff.
Yeah. I remember the other day I was tweeting about how this story came out. And I remember hosting a show at the Hollywood Improv. And he was on it, and Dean Del Rey and some other people. And I remember I was talking to Dean before the show, and I never actually seen Chris D'Elia or his name spelled out before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, how do you pronounce his last name? And Dean Del Rey was so mad that I didn't know Chris D'Elia's name. And I was like, he don't know me, and good. He's a fucking pedophile. So there you go.
Yeah,
I don't want to know how to pronounce his name. He fucking sucks.
Trashy.
Terrible. He's a terrible dude. And like your dad's like a rich Hollywood guy anyways. Like you probably even would have been a comedian if it wasn't for your privileged ass life. So fuck off. You just had a place to like prey on people.
Yeah.
So I hope you go to jail and they anally swab your butt for COVID.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He was one of the first guys that gave me like a pass at the improv.
Don't care.
I know.
He's not a good dude.
He didn't give me the pass, but because... He like vouched for me. I got the fucking.
Don't care.
You know?
A pedophile vouched for you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Keep bragging about it.
I know.
You feel good?
No, not really. Not really. Fuck.
Yeah.
Well,
good luck, Chris D'Elia, which is what I was saying in my mind when I saw his name.
D'Elia.
D'Elia. D'Angelo, like you pronounce it. There's a apostrophe there, like a pause.
D'Dashlia.
D'Apostrialia.
D'Apostrali. D'Apostralia.
Yeah.
Chris D'Apostralia.
Don't you pronounce the apostrophe? I thought this was, you know.
You've seen him as a pedophile on Comedy Central. Give it up.
Oh, please don't give it up now. That doesn't sound good. You seem to be a pedophile on your favorite stalker show, you.
Yeah. DM him your home address. Shit, dude.
Yeah, but he gave you a spot. Don't you feel lucky? Cool. To be linked to that.
Oh, boy. Comedy, all right. Dude.
All right.
You know?
Story number four. You know, they're feeling bad.
Yeah, because it's like, fuck, man, this guy fucking...
You act like you owe your entire career to Chris D'Elia right now.
He just gave me a spot in front of bookers, and they were like, oh, fuck. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, fuck that dude, though. So sorry.
Yeah.
That's your fondest memory of your pedophile friend.
I just thought...
He's your friend.
I mean, I was impressed at how he was able to swoon young girls.
Right. And he thought that you would probably be down with it, which is why he was nice to you.
He saw my mustache and was like, you get it.
Yeah, there it is. He saw a kinship, a potential. Yeah.
My brother in arms.
There you go.
In tiny, tiny arms.
Okay, let's stop talking about this.
Yes.
Thank you.
Moving on. Moving on. Is this our final story? Story number four?
Four, yeah.
Wow. Story number four, the QAnon Shaman.
Shaman?
The QAnon Shaman.
Is it Shaman?
The QAnon Shaman. You know who I'm talking about. The Yellowstone Wolf, a.k.a. the Muffin Man, a.k.a. Jacob Let's Overthrow the Government Chansley.
From Arizona. You know him.
Yeah, I know him.
Did he also give you a spot at the comedy club?
No, but he did give me a ride one time. He was a pretty cool dude. He was talking. Yeah, he seemed chill. He didn't try and overthrow me.
Right, right. You know? He wished you peace and blessings only.
Yeah, exactly. You guys probably saw this dude. This is the guy that stormed the Capitol January 6th with the fucking horns on his head and the war paint and the flag. I mean, a lot of them had flags, but...
He was dressed like a...
This guy's
a
image...
A buffalo.
Yeah, this guy's image circulated a lot. He became like the... Almost like the logo of these fucking Q idiots, right?
Yeah.
And... I know this guy because he was always protesting around Arizona. So, like, you would always see people on the side of the road doing crazy shit. And sure enough, he was there in, like, a fucking animal mask. You know what I mean? Tearing things up. Mm. So, to see him show up on the Capitol, I was like, hey, he's my old friend.
Right.
You know? So, this dude, he's in the news again because he had his from jail interview on 60 plus minutes.
Oh.
Not 60 minutes.
This so was it 75?
60 plus minutes. It's online.
Was it 90 minutes?
You got to know it's 60 plus minutes from Paramount Plus.
A little bit more than 60 minutes, but not an hour and a half.
No, it's 60. It's 60 minutes streaming service.
So 65 minutes.
They're not. He did a 60 plus minutes interview you can find online. From jail. And so he's in the news because in the interview, he's like, my only crime, the only thing I did in there, I fucking sang a song. Mm-hmm. You're going to arrest me for singing a song? I stopped somebody from stealing muffins from the break room? That's literally.
Yeah, because they were like.
And he's like, and I prayed.
Yeah, they're like, he's dangerous. He shouldn't be released. You know, they're like, he's like, nah, but the muffins.
No, dude, I stopped people from vandalizing and they were going to take your muffins. That was me.
I am not a threat to society.
My crime is praying too much inside the Capitol.
I mean...
And also, maybe I shouldn't have written that thing to Vice President. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. And also, maybe I shouldn't have been in the Capitol. But also, dude, if you look at it balance-wise, muffin protector.
Muffin protector.
Yes, dude. I love this guy. Is also the same guy that was... was in the news for... being moved to a prison because he was vegetarian.
Vegan. He wanted like organic or like vegan canned tuna or something like
that. This guy is like the figurehead of Q.
Right.
I mean, as far as I could tell, I don't really know anything about it.
Yeah.
But this guy seems to be like their prop up logo guy.
Did you see the other thing after the 60 plus video?
Well, I wanted to talk about this guy because I feel like we could open up some space here to talk about these dudes, because all these guys that have been arrested are now in court and are complaining. And it is sustaining me this week.
The complaining about being in jail and how bad the conditions are. Who could have told them how bad jail was? You think they could have learned that from somewhere? Well, of course jail is bad.
Hmm.
The overall assumption of most of these people was that nothing's going to happen to me. The president told me to come. Right. They let me in. I'm white. And so why aren't you treating me like... Why are you treating me like a minority right now?
That's what it is, really.
Jail is not fun. That's why we try really hard not to go there. But they seem like they didn't know that they were going to be in jail.
Yeah.
And for that long. Some have been there for a month and they're not happy about the living conditions.
Oh, it's been a great week for, you know, insurrectionist complaints from the...
It's not fair. Other people are getting out, but not me. I know I had a 900 volt taser on my hip in Nancy Pelosi's office.
You're talking about that one guy.
Richard or whatever from Arkansas.
Yeah, there's been a couple key stories where the complaints have been like top notch.
It's not fair. There's cockroaches. I can't eat the right food. Everyone's mean to me.
Yeah. Ugh.
You know white people grievance. This is like jail is for tough guys. You went in there like a tough guy getting ready to throw over some shit. So you should be able to handle jail just fine. Right?
I just sang a song. I did was sing a song in there.
If anybody can see the video of him like making loud Viking noises, I'm assuming that's the song he was singing when he was in the Senate chamber. It was not pleasant.
It's so fun. If you want, check out that interview because it is so funny to see somebody behind jail saying, "All I did was sing a song." Like visually, it's hilarious.
Yeah, but you know then the judge saw the video and was like, "Who authorized this, by the way?"
Right.
And then the prosecutor was like, "Well, you see, he said that he felt duped by the president, but now he's saying he thinks the president actually won. So clearly he was a liar. You should keep his ass in there." I mean, doing the interview was a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, hey, that's the power of Paramount Plus, though.
60. It's so funny how people go and tell the press what they really think and then go to court and then say something else. But like, you know, the press is airing what you're saying and the judge has the television.
Yeah.
Like it. You're not smart.
Yeah, great week for insurrectionists.
Shaman. Shame.
Yeah. Shame on you, Shaman.
Shamron.
This guy's got so many nicknames.
But he doesn't need a goddamn platform, by the way. Like, stop interviewing these people. No one cares about them, you know?
Yeah.
We saw what you did. It was bad.
Right.
But wait, I sang a song. Fuck out of here. So, sorry to this man.
All right. Well, those are the four stories. And then, of course, our fifth story is a not-to-be-missed item highlighting some positivity that happened this week.
Yeah, some positivity.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're passing some bills, getting some acts passed. We're at least in the House. The House is doing their job.
Yeah. So this week?
Yeah, this week the House passed H.R. 1, which is For the People Act.
Mm-hmm.
It's the voting rights kind of act. So it overhauls government ethics and campaign finance laws, which Republicans do not like because they be criming. It creates automatic voter registration, which I think is a great idea. You turn 18, you just get registered automatically. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
It expands access to early and absentee voting because in some states they're trying to get rid of, you know, Sunday solstice of the polls and voting 2 weeks early. They don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And it also curtails the influence of big money in politics. You know, people just dropping a bunch of money on terrible people to get, you know, more ads and stuff. And it also curbs partisan gerrymandering.
Boom.
If you guys are familiar with gerrymandering, it's like if you look at these districts and they're shaped like elephants and like, you know, eye patches and shit, you know, so you can win the seat because they reshape the map so they can win. And this gets rid of that as well. So people that actually live in Houston, Texas can actually potentially win a seat of Houston, Texas.
Huge news for the week.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
so,
for the country.
I'm hoping that it does get passed in the Senate, but it is at least good that the House is like, this is a huge thing and it's going to be helpful for all people. It's not just like, it's going to actually get a lot of that Republican stuff I was talking about last week out of the way.
Yeah.
And makes it more easier for people to vote, which is how a democratic society should operate.
If it was as easy to vote for elected officials as it is to vote for NBA All-Star Weekend, this country would be so fucking sick. I'm telling you.
How do you vote for All-Star Weekend? Is this like a text or something?
It's like a fucking online, you hit one button and they're like, well, there you go, you got it, he's there. Let's
not make it that easy.
That easy, Shauna.
So that's good. At least they're passing the John Lewis voting rights for the people.
Yes, I'm sure you've heard us kind of focus on voting rights in the past. So this is a cool...
Yeah, because it's getting bad. The Republicans are desperate. They don't have anything, a product. So it's just... Stop y'all
now
from voting.
Now it's sabotage.
Let's just
sabotage.
Stop y'all from coming in here. Is that possible? Because we have nothing to offer you. Yeah. So we'll see what happens in the Senate, but at least it passed in the House, and that's a good thing. So
yes,
keep your fingers crossed.
Yep. Heading in the right direction, at least on that front.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that's the show, y'all.
That's it, ya babos. Ya shamans.
The shaman.
Ya shaman.
Q shaman. All right, we gotta go.
Wash your hands.
Bye.
Bye. He touches it from nectar.
He feeds she heard from juice. So until next week's episode, you know what to do.
5-star rate and review.